I sing to you as a bachelor. Yes, the good Laird of Cockpen Castle, the Scottish lord or laird. And they tell me that Cockpen Castle still stands near Edinburgh, in ruins, of course, but it's there. And they still sing in Scotland about the proud lord. The Cockpen, he's proud and he's great. His mind's taken up with the things of the state. He wanted a wife, his fine house to keep, but favour by wooing was quite hard to seek. Down by the dyke side a lady did dwell. At his table head he thought she would look well. MacLeish's own daughter of Clavers Holly, a penniless lass with a long pedigree. His wig was well powdered, as good as when new. His waistcoat was white and his coat it was blue. He put on a ring, a sword and cocked hat. And who could refuse the good laird? We are that. He mounted his mare and he rode cannily, and rapped at the gate of the Clavers Holly. Gay, tell Mistress Jean to come speedily, Ben. She's wanted to speak with the Laird of Cockpen. Mistress Jean, she was making elderflower wine. What the deal brings the Laird here at such a like time? She put off her apron and donned her silk gown, her cap with red ribbons, and went away down. And when she came in, he curtsied full low, and what was his errand he soon let her know. Amazed was the laird when the lady said, "Nah," and with a light curtsy she turned a wah. Dumbfounded was he, but nay sigh did he give. He mounted his mare and he rode cannily, and often he thought as he went through the glen, she was daft to refuse the Laird of Cockpen.